Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
All right. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We got a special show really tonight. It's a little bit different than what I normally do. But because of what's going on, I feel that I have to give great warning. And Larry, are you with us?
Oh, can you hear me okay?
I can now. Yep. Yep, you're fine. Boy, a lot going on. Anyway, I want to read something here, and it's from actually the Protocols of the Elders of Sion, and I think it's very, very pertinent to what is happening in America. And a warning, I'm giving everybody a warning. We're kind of at the end of things, in my opinion, anyway. Anyway, here's what they have to say. We count upon attracting all nations to the task of erecting the new fundamental structure. That's obviously Psalm 2 in the New World Order. All the kings of the earth gather together to do all this. Four, then when they say, when we have accomplished our coup d'etat, we shall say then to the peoples, everything has gone terribly wrong and bad. All have been worn out with suffering. We are destroying the causes of your torment, nationalities, frontiers, differences of coinages. I want to stop right there, nationalities. That's nations. This is where this big battle is. Trump wants a global, world global government, but he doesn't want to surrender the nationalities or the nation's sovereignty to a world government. The globalists, these people that I'm reading from, want under the United Nations where the nations lose all their sovereignty. Unfortunately, Daniel, the prophet, says the United Nations is going to win on this battle. Anyway, so then they say the Goyim are a flock of sheep. We are their wolves. And you know what happens when the wolves get hold of a flock. There is another reason why they will close, you know, the people of the world will close their eyes, particularly here in America. For we shall keep promising them to give back all the liberties that we have taken away as soon as we have quelled the enemies of peace and tamed all parties. I want you to think about what's being said here. And it says this is not worth to say anything about how long a time they will be kept waiting for this return of their liberties. This is what they're going to tell you when this thing goes down. We're going to return your liberties just as soon as we can, as soon as the emergency is over. And the emergency, unfortunately, never does get over. Okay, so now I want to read something else. This is an email we got. Trump is a snake in the grass, and his forte is drama and chaos while he works behind the scenes. Trump is the king of the swamp right now. And that's probably true right now. And here's something I want to bring. Remember when Donald Trump used the poem of the snake about the woman who took in this beautiful snake, and then the snake bit her and killed her and mocked her, she was dying. And he said, you knew I was a mistake. You took me in. You took me in. Now, Trump used that very same phrase at a recent rally. You took me in. You took me in. there's something going on here that's not kosher. I can't tell you what it is. I don't know what it is yet, but we're going to find out, I think, real, real fast. And there is no question in my mind that Trump is under the protection of the Lord. There's no question about that. He is here to help Israel rise up for her and the world's strong delusion. Remember, it's Israel that takes in the Antichrist. I'm not saying Trump's the Antichrist. I have no idea right now. I have my suspicions, but I don't know. But this is no question in my mind. I don't know what Larry thinks about it. The final period of time. We're in that final period of time before the end of man's probation upon earth. It's very, very close now. And it's about to close down. And millions are going to perish, along with millions of Christians in this whole thing. And anyway, I just wanted to bring that out. And then here's another one. People went under Obama, and they said he must be the Antichrist. Now it's Donald Trump. I would say if you don't see the good President Trump is doing, then you do not have the Holy Ghost in your heart. I do know the venom the Dems are spewing is from the New World mindset. I have never said that Trump isn't doing good things. I don't know why people are saying that I'm not saying that. What I'm telling you is to watch out, because Jesus Christ told you to watch out. What we're watching here, in my opinion, is a dialectic. And a dialectic is really nothing more than a collision of two opposing forces. And it basically destroys both of them and produces another different system than the other two. Psalm 2 is warning us about that dialectic. The right collides with the left, and out of that comes the rise of Lucifer. This has been on their books for over 100 years, and we're watching it right now. And let me go down here a little bit. The only way you can take liberties in America away from the people is to slowly and very silently pass laws that one by one take away the freedom, or this freedom or that freedom. It's kind of like the Second Amendment. You shall not infringe the right of the people to bear arms. The word infringe means to nibble. Nibble away, a little bit here, a little bit there. And they always have their rationale for it. But they're nibbling away to the point where, in some states now, you barely have any right to bear arms. What they're trying to do is disarm the American people, because they don't want a huge, huge fight. And if you're armed and you have ammunition, and Larry and I are going to get into that, because of some comments that he has made to me on the before the show, that the ammunitions may become almost immediately in very, very short supply. But you need something to defend your family from these, from what's coming. And I'm not telling people to get armed and go out in the streets on the left or the right. That's exactly what they want. They want you to get into the streets. They want an armed revolution. But the Bible tells you emphatically you have the right to support your own family, or protect your own family. And that right is right in our Constitution. So next thing, Donald Trump has done, and this is the key, this is why I'm very suspicious. Donald Trump has done nothing concerning the real threats of freedom to the American people. To the contrary, he has increased the surveillance state. He wants biometric IDs, which is going to lead to the mark system. He has done nothing to decommission FEMA camps or to stop TSA and their rampage against freedoms of Americans to travel unmolested. Nothing has been done to take out all the dangerous provisions of NDAA. To the contrary, they are being reinforced. Now, in the name of security, all of this is being foisted upon the American people in the name of national security. Well, we got to do this for your security. We got to do that for your security, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we keep hearing that the right to bear arms is going to be taken away. Well, here's something very, very interesting. The Bill of Rights does not come from the government. According to the document itself, it says it comes from the Creator. Well, if God granted those rights, how is it that the government can take them away? Well, you can't, unless you've been dumbed down to the point that you simply believe they have been granted by the government, and therefore they can be taken away by the government. So, got a problem here. And Americans have succumbed to the concept that we are a democracy. And that's absolutely untrue. But you hear it all the time from our leaders. You hear it on TV. You hear it everywhere. We're a democracy. No, we are not. We are a republic where the rights of the one individual are held over the rights of the many. I don't know if you watch Star Trek movies, but here's what they say. The rights of the many outweigh the rights of the one. In point of fact, if the one has no rights, the many don't have any rights either. Because who are the many? They're composed of the ones. And yet people don't seem to realize what's going on here. And they also have a new state's constitution. I got a copy of it. It's waiting in the wings. And in that new state's constitution, it says, you get multitudes of rights. Sounds wonderful. But then in each one, it says, in the case of emergency, the government can suspend those rights. So that gives you the clue. We're going to have a major emergency. Now, the elite have to destroy the republic. They must bring America down. They don't have any options here. We know more about how they're going to do it now. So prepare yourselves for what's coming, because they are about to unleash a mob of violence upon the people, and they're not really suspecting anything that it's going to come. Now, there was a vision of a man or a woman, I don't remember who, maybe Larry knows who, that said that Donald Trump pointed his finger at them. And this is what he said. They are not after me. They are after you. Now, that was a very pointed message, if it's a true vision, that Trump himself is not the target of all this. It only appears that he's the target of all of it. A Secret Service agent some time ago said that Trump had been selected in 2013 to be the next president. I want you to think about this. Why did James Comey, head of the FBI, come out just before the elections and release all the information about the crimes of Hillary Clinton? Why did he do that? He's deep state. He's basically a communist himself. So why would he do that? I want you to think about why he would do it. I think it was to throw the election to Donald Trump. Deep state selected Trump, and they thought this election was getting to be too close and Hillary would win. They had to do something about it because they really wanted Donald Trump in. And Hillary actually told you why Donald Trump was selected and she wasn't. I don't know if you remember it, but this is what she said. They were not going to let me be president. She wasn't talking about the American people. She won by popular vote. The elite were the ones that wouldn't let her be president. So wake up, I think. I think it's time now for people to wake up. There's something far, far deeper going on here that none of us actually realize what's coming. But we got some news. Larry's got lots of news. I do, too, on what may be coming down the pike right away. Anyway, I don't think the global deep state is not going to be removed. It may appear that they are being removed, but is Hillary Clinton in prison yet? Is Andrew McCabe in prison yet? What's his, the other guy's name? I can't think of. Strzok, is he in prison? James Comey? Bill Clinton? George Soros? George Soros is an American citizen. He's committing high treason. Has he been arrested? No. Have any of them been arrested? No. But I keep hearing of all these arrest warrants and secret grand juries, and tomorrow or next week or next month, boy, they're going to round up all these criminals and everything else. I haven't seen one of them get rounded up. The only people that have been arrested and are now going to prison are people who were associated with Donald Trump. Nobody else. Oh, we're going to arrest all these pedophiles. Well, I hope so. But are they the real traitors to the United States? No. Not even one of them. All right. Now, I want to read to you something that came in, and this is this is really not good if it's true. And the guy that wrote it, he's usually very, very accurate. I read part of this to Larry. And Larry, break in anytime you feel like it. Below are key excerpts I have received from an unknown intelligence source from which I had to vet the contents with other known sources. Now listen up, folks. Soros is now in talks with commanding generals of the Army and the Air Force, the National Guards of the following states: California, Illinois, Maryland, New York, Oregon, Washington, Virginia, Maine, Vermont, Colorado, North Dakota, Missouri, Delaware, Hawaii, and Connecticut. Soros is prepared, with the approval of bought-off governors, of paying these individuals $100 million apiece to keep their forces on the sidelines for what is about to take place. And then he's got in parentheses here, DHS and FBI confirmed, except for the exact dollar amounts of the bribes. I don't know. I can't tell you this is true. But I can tell you with what I hear is going on tomorrow in Washington, D.C., this may very well be true. Getting the 14 governors to stand down in the face of massive rioting in their cities is certainly coming from Soros' organizations of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and MoveOn.org, related with regard to creating a civil war-like atmosphere. As DHS source was discussing Antifa's belt-buckle strategy, the source also confirmed the previous information regarding the stand-down intentions of the 14 governors, which originally came from an anonymous intelligence source. Now the report continues. FBI and CIA hierarchy have given its assent for the program. Trump will have to move fast and with overwhelming force to cut off the head. Puerto Rico government is already on board and will not contest a landing by Chinese and Russian forces on the island. The plan entails Russian use of several EMP devices on the mainland. Following by Fifth Column, which Larry and I have warned you about, Fifth Column attacks on leftists to stir up a massive rebellion. Once this starts, these forces will then move to overwhelm southern border entry points and attack strategic mainland, Navy, Army, and Air Force bases. Chinese will overwhelm ports of Long Beach, San Francisco, Seattle, and Vancouver. Canadian Prime Minister now on board and will not honor his treaty commitments to the United States. He will stand down his forces. In return, Russia will not seize more territory than highways leading from Alaska and the St. Lawrence navigating route. Mexico, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, Russia, and China will form a vanguard for the Southern Invasion Force. This is all new, and it's totally unconfirmed. However, we do know, and we have heard, and I think Larry may remember this, that there were some Chinese camps just south of the border that were reported by truck drivers who had gone down in there and evidently saw them. When I was in Canada, and this was years ago, I was told that there were Russian and Chinese forces up there waiting for the nod. Anyway, again, more from the report. North Korea, China, and Iran will be used to tie down the American units in the Middle East and Northern Asia. North Korea will attack. Remember the prophecy of the rabbi who said it was going to be North Korea that would attack the United States, and the people would not even know who did it, and it would take our own government a little while to try and figure out who did it. Starting the campaign, once South Korea completes dismantling its landmine fields. I was not aware that they were dismantling their landmines between the North and the South. If they do, I guess they deserve what they're going to get. This process has already started. At 0 hour, Russian and Chinese hunter-killer satellites will take out American GPS and early warning satellites. EMP burst overhead will shut down American power grids. This will be when the fifth column goes into action. The killing will be massive and on a nationwide scale. What this report does not state, but it is both obvious and known to me, is that the intent of the invading Red Dawn force will be to kill as many of the civilian population as possible. The major purpose of this action is to end America, and that means killing Americans because it is believed that many could not be re-educated. Previously, Paul Martin and I, along with an inside source, published photos of UN vehicles in Rawlins and Laramie, Wyoming, that contained EMP-proof communications equipment. Later, I published the pictures of similar equipment in Aurora, Colorado. There have been UN military-type vehicles all over the United States, folks. This is a UN operation. The UN is a communist operation from start to finish. There's a whole lot. I don't have time to get into a lot of this. But anyway, here's something I want to read. And Larry, you're being very, very quiet. But okay, the network of spiritual progressives. This is, of course, spiritual communists, what they're actually saying. And this kind of dovetails into what we're going to talk about. Millions of women and survivors are daring to share their horrifying stories of abuse and harassment to help ensure that Judge Brett Kavanaugh does not obtain a lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Through our tears, rage, and horror, we speak and shout and demand to be heard and valued, no matter, or to matter, rather. And slowly we are being heard. We must continue. As the FBI investigation unfolds, we need to put pressure on senators to do the right thing. Tonight, there are over 100 vigils across the country to demand that the U.S. Senate stops Kavanaugh's nomination for a lifetime to the United States Supreme Court. And then he goes into what the details are and how to contact everybody. So there you go. They're calling, basically, for mass rioting and getting into the streets and demanding that they be heard. So, what do you think, Larry?
Well, what's interesting is the fact that, I know you don't know the data, but what you read in that about the North and the South Koreans taking apart the mines and all of that, separating the countries, that is ongoing yesterday and today. They have been dismantling the minefields between South and North Korea. So that's very, very interesting what you're saying.
Wow. Folks, we're on the verge. We are on the verge of tremendous trouble. I want to read something, if I can find it. I get too much junk on here and I can't find the stuff I want. It's very disheartening to read it. But I'm going to read it anyway. Because I was told the same thing many, many years ago. Then this has come from Jeremiah. Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people, for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offerings for an oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, by famine, by pestilence. And when I said, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine. But I will give you assured peace at this place. Then the Lord said unto me, prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their hearts. A long time ago, I can't remember how many years ago, I went before the Lord, and the Lord said, I do not want you to pray anymore for the United States. And I thought, why? Well, it's because of what's going on in the United States. It's what the people are allowing in the United States. Now, hopefully, they can turn it around. But you got to remember the timelines we're on. We're at the end of the 120 years. We're at the end of 100 years. We're at the end of the 70 years. And we're at the end of the 50 years. At the end of October, it's about our first part of November. It should be about wrapped up for those timelines. Now, if signs mean anything, I'm not saying the Lord can't delay, but with all the cosmic signs that we have had, with all of the other signs that we have had, with what's going on in Israel right now, I think it's time for the American people to wake up, that we're out of time, that we're almost done, that the delays are done. The delays are basically over, because if they aren't, then all of the signs that we saw in the heavens, even with the blood red moon that just occurred over Israel, with the comet, 21P777, and it had 666 written all over it, which I got into in one of our programs. I think we've been notified that it's about over. And when we get into some of this stuff that Larry has dug up and everything else, I think we're in trouble. What do you think, Larry?
Well, absolutely. I'm amazed that this smokescreen, and I've referred to that a number of times,
yes,
of the mainstream media and the Kavanaugh situation and the Trump deal and all of that, that continuous smoke covering the sky over America is literally blinding the American people to the danger elsewhere in the world. That's just simply, it's almost like they've gone totally asleep and they're not even aware. We're not hearing anything about Russia, China, you know, Iran much, Syria, Israel. I mean, we're not hearing any of this news that's going on over there. It's almost a total blackout.
Yeah, here's something I ran into. I don't know if you saw it or not. Sukkot ends with clouds of Gog-Magog war on the Temple Mount. Here's the scripture they used in the article. This comes from Out of Israel. I wipe away your sins like a cloud, your transgressions like mist. Come back to me, for I redeem you. Isaiah 44:22, both very, very interesting numbers. Because what does it add up to? 66. Anyway, evidently somebody took a picture of the Temple Mount. I don't know whether that's a mist or somebody just lit off a smoke bomb, but it doesn't really matter. On Sunday, a group of Jews praying on the Mount of Olives witnessed a large white cloud rise up out of the ground from the Temple Mount. The phenomenon was recorded by a Josh Wanda, a Mount of Olives resident. A sunrise prayer session was organized on a plaza overlooking the Temple Mount for the holiday of Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of the long, week-long holiday of Feast of Tabernacles. Just after sunrise, I was recording a Facebook Live video of the prayers when I panned my camera to the Temple Mount. All of a sudden, I noticed a cloud of fog that erupted from the northeastern corner of the mount. Seemed to be coming from the area which was designated for women in the time of the temple and eastern gateway, which confused me since I know that day is an orchard of olive trees now, and there is normally no activity there. Isn't that kind of interesting, Larry? It's a cry, I think, to Israel. Come back to me. Come back to me. I redeemed you. Come back. And, of course, they're not going to. We know from the Bible that they have to undergo the Jacob's trouble. They have to undergo the rod of Jacob's trouble because they refuse Jesus Christ, and that's how they have to atone for their sins of Christ's rejection. So isn't it amazing that something like that would happen? Anyway. What else? Where do we start here? We got your intel. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that article, I believe, from Breaking Israel News. And there was also a video. This was taped of this strange mist that arose. And one of the, if you read very closely, one of the rabbis are claiming that this is the indication of not only a war coming, and almost upon them, but it also indicates a warfare operating around the Temple Mount in the heavenlies.
Yes. Oh, I think that's what we're involved with here in the United States. This is warfare. Warfare and deception. And people got to really, you got to wake up, folks. If we're as close as it looks like, we could be invaded anytime. Remember the movie Red October? Well, there's a lot of things leading up into a Red October. And did that movie, what was the name of that, where originally I think it was Russian troops or Chinese troops that came into America and they were in high school and they saw them all parachute down, and then they made another movie of the same thing. What did they call that movie? But
Red
both
Dawn.
Of them were in the fall, around
Red
October.
Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Yep. And they were both sort of in October, just before winter. So what did they know that we didn't? Or what did the spirit know that had to make that movie that they didn't realize? But anyway, Debka Files, Israel Breaking. I want your latest on this. Syria S-300s are being integrated into the Russian National Nuclear C-3 Command and Control Systems. What is that about?
Well, that's more dangerous than most people understand, and I'm shocked that it's not all over national news, even in America, because, Stuart, and you're right, that Debka file putting it out, Syria's S-300s are being integrated into Russia's National Nuclear C-3 Command and Control System. That's what it says. And what that means, Stuart, once the S-300s all around, and which Hal Turner's now reporting that Russia has delivered 49 units of these S-300s all over
49?
Syria.
49? Wow.
That's what he's reporting. They began, Stuart, a week ago. They delivered the first six or seven, but they've been coming in, and you've seen the Russian cargo planes lined up. in that Russian airport, you know, on by TARDIS. I mean,
yes,
just a long line of this stuff. And what this means, though, is because this is integrated and it's got to be satellite feed, too, is that Russian nuclear command in Moscow or their mountain or wherever their control center is can not only monitor all of these units, which some of them may have a nuke, and operate them, but can fire them from Russia.
Wow. So these things have quite a bit of range, too, as I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, you could spit from Damascus almost to Israel, but which would be telling. This indicates that they would have the capability almost to monitor and intercede traffic, not in the Middle East, possibly Europe too.
Oh wow! Okay, headline: U.S. envoy. This is from your website. U.S. envoy to NATO warns Russia to stop development of new missiles, or the U.S. will be forced to take out missiles if they become operative. What in the world are they talking about here?
Well,
and who are we to be doing that?
Well, that's another case of you're not hearing about it, folks, in America. Or you're not hearing about it in Europe either, and there's a whole lot of Europe in NATO, but they're not telling their people. What this is, Stuart, and this is the U.S. envoy to NATO, Kay Bailey Hutchison. You know, she's from Texas, and she has warned, standing at her post in NATO, the Russians that if they continue to develop missiles that are banned by treaty, that the U.S. or NATO will have to attack and take them out. You know, like I say, the American people have no idea how serious things are at the moment. We're too busy. We've got our little stupidity going on, our circus in Washington, D.C., and that's all that counts, right?
Yep, I guess that's it. I posted a little thing on talking about news. Maybe it's a good time to interject. I posted something about Brett Kavanaugh. It was kind of a joke, actually. Let me see if I can even bring it up. Okay. Anyway, they shadow banned it. Nobody got notice of it. I posted it again. I took out, you know, some of the stuff that I thought, well, maybe this is not something. Or maybe the, what do they call them, logarithms or spotting this word or that word, and therefore, they're taking it out. So what I mean by shadow banning, folks, is they don't give you, it's not that they don't post it somewhere. What they do is they don't notify anybody that you've posted something, and they're doing it more and more now. Okay, this is what I wrote, and I think it's kind of funny myself, but maybe nobody else does. Kavanaugh not qualified, must be voted down, FBI report. To President Trump, from Senator Chuck Schumer, the top 15 reasons that Brett Kavanaugh disqualified to be on the Supreme Court, according to the just released FBI report to Congress, and why we cannot cast one single vote to confirm. When Brett was 2 months old, he destroyed his mobile, showing a tendency for violent behavior. At the age of 7 months of age, Brett threw his baby bottle out of his crib, or baby rattle out of his crib, destroying it. The recent FBI background check reveals that Brett threw his baby bottle on the floor in a fit of rage when he was 9 months old, showing once again a tendency towards anger. When 2 years of age, Brett refused to eat his vegetables, fed them to his dog when his mother was not looking, in total defiance to his mother's wishes, pretending to have eaten them all, which shows a tendency to hide the real facts and lie about his actions. At age three, the FBI report shows that Brett liked to watch Roadrunner and even laughed at the violence, showing again a tendency to enjoy it. Brett threw a book on the floor with anger at 6 years of age when he was attempting to read it. It was entitled Why Republicans Are Filthy Dogs, written by his far-left communist grade school teacher as required reading, showing disrespect for his elders. Well, anyway, I don't want to read the whole thing, but it was all a joke, and they wouldn't publish it. They wouldn't put it up there. Now, when you start to attack humor and you can't publish it, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We're in a serious, serious trouble where freedom is just absolutely gone. Sorry I got off on that tangent. But if you want to read it, it's on. You go up to Lightgate Blogger, and right underneath where I've got the sun rising, there's a black section, and you can click on that thing about Kavanaugh. Why would they ban something like that, Larry? I mean, what's the point?
Why would? Yeah, it's very interesting. And why would I have to sit in my little room and post that I've just posted a news flash or a radio flash four or five times over and over and over to get Yahoo to let it slip through once? The algorithms are working. I mean, free speech is no longer free. I don't care what anybody says. And we're not under the Constitution. If you don't believe we're not using the Constitution, look at everything the deep state does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just incredible that the people, they're not saying anything, as far as I know. Yeah, you hear a little bit of hue and cry, this is wrong, blah, blah, blah. Well, we'll have to wait and see how the elections turn out in November. If there is an election in November, from some of the news we have, there not might be an election in November. Here's another one from your website. Headline, Russia issues electronic warfare warning to Israel. If Israeli planes ignore this warning, an EMP-like event will strike them all. What in the world is that about?
Well, what that's about is, you know, as we well know, as they were moving the S-300s into Syria, the Russians also have brought in, it appears to be some type of electronic warfare units that, according to Debrafile, have the capability possibly of even destroying satellites. And apparently, some of this equipment they brought in, and you can see if you look on my blog, Stuart, one of the Russian MiGs that went up, and someone shows this is a attachment, a device attached to the front of it, a very mysterious device.
Yeah.
If you watched movies years ago, you remember there was a movie about an incoming, I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was some kind of incoming asteroid or something. And remember those fighter jets that went up and used lasers?
And yes.
Bloated up? It could be the same technology, but what's going on is that Israel has warned Russia and the UN that it is going to continue its attacks on the Iranians in Syria, and also that the S-300 is a red line that Israel says, if you cross it, we'll possibly even take out Damascus. So today, the Israeli planes were flying over Lebanon and probing the Russian defenses. That's why Russia issued this threat, which they're trying to use to contain the Israeli planes inside Israel itself and not have an attack. But according to the data that's coming in, and you can read it on my blog, Israel is determined and is going to begin to use their F-35L fighter jets to possibly begin to attack. Now, we do know the IDF general and some others have said that they have a plan that if it's necessary, that Israel will go full hog to war and will try to destroy the Russian naval armada off the coast of Syria and destroy everything in Syria, every piece of Russian equipment, et cetera. And, you know, we've already read that on the show. People ought to know that's what we said, but this is very, very, very serious. And the most serious thing, it seems, if you wait, my blog in the last couple of days has indicated that the silence of Netanyahu and Trump about this situation with Russia is very, very telling. Something is up.
Yeah. Well, it does hit, suddenly, basically. And, you know, your missiles of October, where you were shown missiles flying, not necessarily where they came from or where they went, but the missiles of October kind of fits in with this, the rest of the scenarios, that October apparently is, in fact, a red October. Now, a lot of people maybe miss the red part. The red part is the communist part. The United Nations is behind almost all of this, and behind the United Nations lies the rich men of the earth, Psalm 2, the kings and rulers. They're all in this together, and they use sleight of hand to accomplish whatever it is they're doing. They're running basically a dialectic. Left hits right, and out of that collision comes the New World Order. Out of that collision comes the suspension of the Constitution of the United States, an introduction of martial law, and after the mess is over and hundreds of millions of Americans, I shouldn't say that many, but a good share of the Americans are probably going to be destroyed in this whole thing. Don't forget, what was the name of that website? Deagle. Remember that, Larry?
Yeah, Deagle.com.
And they said that there was going to be a huge population reduction in America. I mean, millions were going to be destroyed. And I think, what are we, about 320 million now, 340 million? I think that when it was all over, there was going to be like 25 or 50 million people left in the United States. You have to read, too, some of the documents of the so-called elite. Some of them are own leaders, where they have openly said, we got to have population reduction by any means possible. You got chemical warfare, you got nuclear warfare, you got biological warfare. There's a number of ways that you can reduce the, but if this thing that I read to you is right, if these troops invade, and I remember Red Elk, and I'm sure you do too, Larry, remember what Red Elk said about it.
Well,
right.
not only that, Stuart, Red Elk, you know, he laid those plans out, and they very much were akin to, let's see, what was his name, Henry Gruber, and what
yes.
he had been shown. And at the same time that, you know, I was trying to get Red Elk together with some individuals that I knew about, there was the military, the U.S. military was doing an assessment of the coming invasion. So you tell me, and you know, I never could get that set up together. They didn't want to talk to Red Elk, afraid he knew too much. And so why would the U.S. military do a assessment of an invasion of the entire country? You tell me.
Yeah, because they know it's coming. And Red Hawk even gave all the invasion routes. In fact, I think I got a map on that when I did Red Hawk Through the Fire, that documentary I did. He came east, and I interviewed him for a couple days. And very, very interesting guy. He passed away now. But he had, folks, if you're not familiar with Red Hawk, he was actually a Native American elder, but more than that, he was a Christian university graduate. A lot of people think, well, he's just a mystic medicine man, but he actually had gone to seminary and knew his Bible very, very well, And so he just said, well, I just don't agree with what they're teaching. And I don't either, because it's so far removed from what the Bible actually says. And well, that's what you call apostasy. That's what you call a defection away from the truth. Anyway, Corning International News headline, anti-Kavanaugh protesters are accosting senators that are found to have ties with George Soros. Isn't that what I just read? What's the latest on that, Larry? I heard that they were going into Washington and really going to raise the roof.
Yeah, that's what the information that seems to be coming in is data reporting that Soros is paying all the Antifa and the far left, the propagandists, et cetera, they're trying to fill Washington up ahead of this Kavanaugh hearing this week because they're afraid for that hearing to come out possibly Friday. Well, tomorrow, Thursday, they're going to circle the, I guess, the Washington courthouse where Kavanaugh's office was, and really cause a problem, and they're going to circulate all through Washington, D.C., causing problems, and also different towns in different states is going to face the same situation, and they're saying that nothing is off the board as far as what they have to do to stop Kavanaugh, but Stuart, you and I both know that this is George Soros' move to bring chaos and not to stop Kavanaugh as much as to use this Kavanaugh to stop Trump.
Yes. Yep. They're waging a war, and they mean business, and he's got the money. I'm not sure at all why he's walking around free. Guy's an American citizen, and he's committing treason, and yet he's out walking around, and there's absolutely no attempt, evidently, to bring him down. And I personally think this is judgment. I think we're watching what Trump came in to do. Judgment. He's not only a revelator. I mean, he's revealing all the corruption that America has within it. But he's also here to judge. And he's here to bring Israel back up for their time of Jacob's trouble. They don't know that. They think they're going to be brought up and this is all going to be honky-dory and they're going to rule the world. But the Lord has other plans. I don't hear the word Jesus Christ in any of Israel's attempts to bring in, you know, come up to the top of the apex of power people. It's just not going to happen. They think it's going to happen. But if you go into Isaiah, it says, you know, we tried to bring the people of the world down, and it didn't work. Didn't work. The reason it's not going to work is because Prince of Peace is not in this. What's going on over there is the rise of the Antichrist system. It's going to go global. Just watch. It's coming. Hopefully a lot of the Christians aren't going to be here, but who knows? What's your take on this Trump, this new deal with Trump money? My question is how did they get their hands on these documents that are personal? This should irritate every American. Not the Trump, how he made his money or what his daddy gave to him. How did they get these confidential IRS documents? That's what I'd like to know.
That's not hard to explain. I'll use three words. Deep state. The deep state provided them, and that should right there alarm every American on the face of this nation that they are not secure, and neither is their home or their private lives.
Yep. It's coming out into the open. I long said that I thought that the deep state or the Luciferians or whatever you want to call them have to run the last half mile fully naked right out in front of the people because they don't have any choice. It all has to be revealed as to who they are and what they are doing. And any more news, by the way, on the Iran launching of missiles? Has there been any reply to any of that, or was that kind of ignored?
Total silence from Trump and Netanyahu. That's why you know something is up. And by the way, another event happened today, which I don't figure you knew about, but the Trump administration pulled out of the world court. They said that America will never be judged by the international world court, and the U.S. is no longer a part of that. So we're pulling back under Trump from all the globalist organizations, the big world organizations, you know, which means that they can't allow that to happen long.
Yeah. Now, I understood or heard a rumor, maybe you know more about that, about some military convoys that were heading into Washington and even some with tanks. Is this the U.S. military guarding Trump or the senators, congressmen?
Well, we just don't know because a lot of this is in the background and being reported by citizens. But apparently they are reporting, you know, we've got this, I guess you could say, two situations building up at the same time, and that's involving tomorrow and Friday in Washington, D.C., and what Antifa and all the protesters and those that may do other things have planned. And then, according to the reports, you saw some of it, the citizens are reporting convoys of Humvees and even tanks, military tanks, that were being escorted by Washington police, Metro police. So we'll just have to see. We don't know where this is going.
Almost sounds like they would declare martial law maybe in Washington itself so that this vote can continue. Well, this doesn't sound right. Well, we knew this was coming, folks, but the reason I made an hour was because I really felt that, you know, you need to know that we're on the edge here. We're on the very, very edge. And sooner or later, this thing has to pop, and I think it's going to be sooner. And with what's going on. Here's a headline, Larry, before we close. Secret court nightmare descends on America as Kavanaugh national disaster sends the Russian fleet to its nuclear launch points. What do you think of that?
Well, that sounds like Red October almost. And by the way, you know, I don't know, but, you know, but there's a lot of words lately talking about a Red October. And you remember all the, over and over and over, we heard October surprise for the last few years. October surprise. So, and by the way, I know you mentioned ammunition earlier, but Hal Turner had posted that he had received, some internal information from insiders that if people were going to have ammunition, they'd better get it soon or it may become unavailable.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's about it, folks. I mean, there's a lot more news, but that's the main news. And if you haven't prepared, your family's going to turn on you, and they're going to ask you why you didn't. We need to prepare, and you need to guard your homes. Thugs may be released. In fact, that's one of the plans, I think. We've mentioned before that they'll just release a lot of people from the prisons that are, you know, violent criminals and just turn them loose on the American people. So things could, change overnight. Anyway, it's a heads up, and we've given you some information that probably you're not going to hear too many places. And we hope you do take heed and heads up and head to your prayer closet. And remember, the Lord will protect his own at a time when everything is disintegrating all around you. And that's why you need to be in the Lord and of the Lord. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Larry. Any final word? We got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I was just going to mention one thing that Franklin Graham has just given a report. He says the God haters are now fighting Kavanaugh, and he says our nation is now in trouble.
Yeah, we sure are, folks. Anyway, good night, take it easy, and heads up.